Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com.
Experience the taste of Austria here in Des Moines. The Strudel House, long a favorite at the downtown farmers market, is now open for morning coffee, lunch, and a light dinner on Friday and Saturday night. Before work, at lunch, or after the show, take in the Strudel House experience. Fine Austrian pastries made on site, a coffee bar, an amazing wine list, and the true flavor of Europe here in Des Moines. The Strudel House, 1951 Indianola Avenue, just south of Principal Park, in Des Moines, of course.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More, for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are out to lunch today with Jeff Pitts and Parker Reed at Saison Kitchen and Pub.
Saison.
So what do you think? A little different thing.
Feels like we've crossed a threshold.
It does. Yeah.
Why aren't we here every week?
Why aren't we here every week? Uh-huh. Rather than that cramped studio, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's a little different.
Feels like we're the big time now.
Yeah.
I got this nice glass of water with ice.
There you go. See?
We're in the big leagues.
Yeah.
With ice, he says.
It's better than what we offer you at the studio. We offer you nothing at the studio. Yeah, what is that?
You offer us companionship with your dog.
There he is. Woof, woof. No dogs. That's the other thing. What's going on here?
Who let the dogs out?
Woof, woof, woof. All right. I don't know where we're going with this, but these guys know what to do because they work at City View. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're out to lunch at Saison Kitchen and Pub in the beautiful village of Windsor Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming over here. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having us. We love that.
We just finished with Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital. He was talking about getting restaurants and filling spaces and all those kinds of marketing things.
Yeah, we met him in the green room.
Yeah, which is right over there, right?
Milkshakes, that sounds good.
Yeah, good milkshakes. All right. What's going on? You guys are arts and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We got any? Arts or entertainment?
It's a good question. I'm flying blind here. We got Parker put most of this list together.
Yeah, we've got both arts and entertainment this week.
All right.
So,
let's.
No, sorry, I'll bust right in.
No, go, okay? Go, Parker.
We're going to start this weekend. We are in the middle of festival season for all your stuff. So we got this weekend the Big Country Bash in St. Charles, Iowa.
What?
Uh-huh. It moved from Des Moines to St. Charles and added an extra day. It started in 2006, was canceled in 2011, resurrected last year, and it's been held anywhere from the Blank Park Zoo to Living History Farms. And acts this year include Kane Brown, Dan and Shay, and Brett Eldridge, who pulled over 7,000 attendees to a show at the Iowa State Fair last year.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Country Bash, St. Charles. Is that at the outdoor amphitheater?
But has it ever been hosted at Saison?
It has not. Maybe next year.
We should do the pre-party here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll talk to the chef.
Is there a little Country Bash?
Not to my knowledge, but I'm sure that could be this.
There you go.
Next year.
Well, we should make that happen.
All right. Wow. Big Country Bash.
Big Country Bash. Sounds like it should
So that's one of the festivals going on this weekend. I suspect there are more.
You betcha.
The only music festival. We have another type of festival that we'll get into.
Let's not jump ahead, Michael.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm just excited about Cart, horse. Okay. Shut up, Michael. All
right. First things first, Iowa born Stormers play the Nebraska Danger.
The Nebraska Danger?
Yep. Friday.
That's better than the Pipsqueaks or whoever they were playing the last time we were talking about. What the hell was that? Who are those people?
What would you name a team if you owned a football team?
The Destroyers.
The Chihuahuas. That's already taken.
Yeah.
Or was that the baseball team?
I think it is a baseball team, like a
or,
AAA
or
team.
Just call them the concussion.
The
yeah.
I like that one.
I don't know. No one's taking that one. I'd go with the Jeffinators. Let's see here.
It's two Let's martini see lunch here. Today.
Okay, Michael, coming up. I know we make you laugh a lot.
Yes.
Every week. But would you ever be hoping to laugh a little more?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe, okay, then we got the act for you. Nick Swardson, Friday night at Hoyt Sherman.
Nick?
Swardson. His name might not mean that much, but he has been in a number of Adam Sandler-produced comedies, including The Benchwarmers, Click, and Blades of Glory.
Oh, there you go.
And he's also been in some of the most popular Netflix-exclusive movies, including The Ridiculous Six, where he co-starred alongside Adam Sandler.
Hmm. So he's coming to Des Moines?
Hoyt Sherman.
Hoyt yep. Sherman.
Stand-up nice. Comedy.
And what? Wait, when is that, Friday?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
About $40 if you're looking to get
$40. Go laugh a little. Or a lot.
Or a lot. Or tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Oh, are we talking farmer's market?
No, rotten tomatoes.
Oh, rotten tomatoes. Oh, yeah.
You ever do stand-up?
No.
Never try it.
I have trouble standing up. especially after two martini lunch. Or is it four?
I'm about three in right now. Mm-hmm. Right over here.
This is just really falling apart quick, right?
Oh, boy. All right, so let's see. Parker, stand up. You do stand up?
Never have. I tell jokes to my dad sometimes, and he says, go back upstairs.
Yeah, go back. Go out of here. Quit your day job.
Don't quit your day job. Good advice. Des Moines Arts Festival.
That's what I was waiting
there we
for.
Go. Yep. Everyone knows what it is. Three-day extravaganza. Free Western Gateway Park. What is there to say about the Des Moines Arts Festival but 3 days of appreciation of the arts in all sorts of ways? Physical art, food, music, film. There will be something for everyone, even you, Michael. Most events are free, including performances from Sir Sly and the Spin Doctors.
You know, we just had Stephen King, who is the director of the Des Moines Arts Festival, mm-hmm. on our broadcast just the other day.
Yeah, you said
and,
that.
And he was... this really is an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
This has won the Gold Pinnacle Award for outdoor events. So people come from all over.
Yeah.
They have only... I'm going to get the numbers wrong, but it's going to be in the right ballpark. They only have about 450 slots for artists.
Uh-huh.
Okay? They got over 1,100 applications.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so it's huge. I mean, from people all over the United States. So, yeah, the Des Moines Arts Festival. And they also have the film festival within the arts festival
right. That
goes on. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it is a big, 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 big deal.
Parker, did you check the weather?
I did not.
Des Moines Arts Festival, that means it's nice and toasty.
Toasty, yeah. Don't take your dogs.
No?
Oh, because, you know, their little paws on the hot concrete, if it's really hot,
yeah.
It's not a good idea.
Hmm. That's a good advice right there.
There you go. That's why we're here.
This isn't your first rodeo.
No, it's not.
Oh, no. Let's see here. What else we have, Parker?
This is something that I pulled out. Just looked kind of fun, kind of interesting. His name is David Ramirez, and it's called The Bootleg Tour. Just a show, singer-songwriter down at the Vaudeville Muse. But his thing is that he records every show live to immediately give back to the fans. So your show, you will be able to take home. I would assume maybe it's just a digital download online.
Sure.
But every show he does, he records it, gives it back to everyone in attendance.
So when you're in the audience and you're hollering,
that I guess
you're there.
Yeah.
Hey, that's me.
You see, now you can know going into it,
right.
And you can shout whatever you want into the mic.
My mother loves my brother better than me.
Freebird.
Yeah, Freebird.
Freebird.
I'll have another. Spill that.
Okay, wheels are coming off on the bootleg tour. I like the name bootleg. You ever... I wonder... So I assume that comes from storing things in your...
Boot?
Bootleg.
Perhaps.
Huh. Yeah, anyway, moving on.
Yeah, okay. We're getting a little introspective here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, all right. Des Moines Menace Saturday.
More sports.
Valley Stadium. Yep. Menace are 9-1 going into the game.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Menace are good. They're always good. They're one of the best at their level. They're one of the best organizations. There's like 180 teams at that level, so there's a lot of them. But they're one of the most well respected teams. Yeah, it's amateur,
but good.
Yeah, they're all college players.
I made the Little Des Moines Menace as a elementary school.
Did you?
So don't want to sound like I know what
yeah,
I'm
I know
talking.
That I know that this is sacrilegious to say about soccer.
Yeah,
but I do know why soccer fans riot.
Why?
Because they're so damn bored. Oh, somebody scored a goal. Let's riot. Yeah,
it's. You've been watching any of the World Cup?
I know I haven't. I
have you?
I no.
That makes three.
Not you either, huh? I know that's sacrilegious to say, but and people love football all over the place, but I just have never gotten into it. It's kind of like cricket for me.
Yep.
I've never gotten into cricket either.
But no?
No. No. Sticky wicket, what?
What? All right, what sport are you best at right now?
Sport?
Yep.
Like a sport?
Sport.
Curling.
That look. I like that answer. That look you gave Jeff Pitts right there was...
priceless, right?
Was priceless.
Daggers.
You ever curled before, Jeff?
No. I don't believe I have.
It's a fabulous sport.
It looks... I feel like I missed my calling. I think I could have been good at
curling. You have to slide the stone. Yeah. And then brush the ice.
Are you a slider or a brusher?
I'm a slider. I can't go fast enough to be a brusher.
They have a coach, too, like on the ice.
That's right.
Yeah. Should we start a team next year?
Get some ice. Get a stone.
See you on the ice.
They have them. They're rec leagues. Yeah, I think we should do it.
All right. Next.
Let's see here. All right.
Yeah, one more sport.
Okay.
Anything you want this weekend. We got the Iowa Cubs versus the Colorado Springs.
The Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's such a nice name.
I'm sure they're as nice as the name.
I know. Yeah.
So are they from Colorado Springs, or is their mascot the Springs?
It's all wet, whatever it is.
I hope they're the Springs. I hope their mascot's like a spiral, like a bouncy.
I'm thinking about like water.
I think it's the Colorado Springs, not Colorado Springs. On their website, it was just billed as the Colorado Springs.
Did you happen to catch the graphic? Was it like water, like Michael was saying, or was it like a shock absorber?
I think it was, I'm going to go with water.
Yeah, we're going with water.
Colorado, that's probably right. Detroit. Oh, by the way, we were going to ask you.
Yeah.
Parker's going to Milwaukee. You have any suggestions on travel arrangements?
In Milwaukee? So like I'm from Detroit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on the other side of the Lake Michigan.
Jeff told me that you would know some.
Oh, about Milwaukee?
Yeah,
I can tell
you. I seem to remember Adam Rogan about ready to go to Fisk to Cuffs over some kind of dessert restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was in Racine, Wisconsin, and it's called, it's Kringle. All right, but I can tell Parker where to go in Milwaukee. If you're interested going to the Orthodox synagogue there, I can hook you up.
Okay.
That's about all I got.
That's all you know. Okay. How do you know about the Kringle or whatever?
Because my family is, they lived in Racine, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Nelson's Bakery, of course.
Nelson's Bakery, best. That's what it was.
Yeah. I know, the other guy said it was another one, but what does he know?
Kids. What does he know?
Kids
these days. Let's see.
Michael, we got two more things on the dock for next week. Do you want the uber big one, or do you want like a pretty big one first?
Oh, let's go the pretty big one. We'll save the big one.
The big one for the finale?
Yes.
Okay, we've got a band playing at Woolies. We've got Spoon playing Thursday night. They've been named one of the most reliable songwriting bands of the 21st century. They've been named Best New Music multiple times by Pitchfork. And many of their albums have shown up on Best of the Year and Best of the Decade list multiple times.
And when are they there?
Thursday night.
Next Thursday.
Yes, the 28th.
The 28th. So Spoon is at Woolies on the 28th.
Unfortunately, if you're looking to go out, it is sold out, but there are tickets going through StubHub. It's a pretty big deal for that venue. They usually play venues much larger than
that. That's on Thursday. Mm-hmm. On Friday, they'll have the Forks.
All right, Parker. You know I know very little about music. What does it mean to call a band reliable?
It means they aren't dropping any duds of albums. It means all their albums are very critically regarded in the same regard. It means they all have, you know, the hit songs. It means, you know, no, they aren't dropping an album where their fan base is going, that's the bad one.
All got it.
Good. Got it. Good answer.
Mm. Now the Uber big one? You got an Uber?
Those are Parker's terms.
Oh.
I think it's a big deal. We have Hamilton at
City Center. It is a big deal.
Very. They have been.
That whole thing. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yeah. What a piece of work this was. Not only from the fact that you have this historical tale being told through contemporary rap, but also African-American actors playing these parts where it was all white guys.
It's
fabulous.
Very much the definition of a progressive show, sure. If you haven't heard Hamilton, musical leaning heavily on hip-hop and R&B, focused on the life of the American founding father, Alexander Hamilton. Right. In 2016, it received a record-setting 16 Tony nominations, winning 11 of them, including Best Musical.
Yeah. And it is in town.
It is in town from June 27th to July 15th.
So lots of opportunity to go see Hamilton if you can find tickets.
If you can, there are tickets available. They're going to run you in between $200 and $400.
Wow.
Very high demand.
All right, trivia question. Who killed Alexander Hamilton?
Ding, 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 ding. Aaron Burr.
You nailed it.
Come on.
So I guess there's no reason to go to the show.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
No one would have known that if you wouldn't have said it right there. So.
Yeah, right. See? So,
and they put him on the $10 bill.
That's it.
I learned this for this. They were Andrew Jackson. They took off the
20.
Apparently, they were planning on taking Alexander Hamilton off the 10, but because of the show,
they couldn't do it.
He rose in popularity so much, so that's why they took Jackson off instead of Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
Bumped him.
They bumped him.
Huh.
How about that? See the stuff that people learn just by listening to this? It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr.
Yeah, a duel.
Duel.
Yeah.
You ever been in a duel?
No. No.
No, it's not all scratch.
Probably not.
All right.
We got to go.
Don't ask questions.
It's nigh on to time, ladies and gentlemen. That is, of course, Jeff Pitts and Parker Reed. They are from City View. They know what to do in the Metro all this weekend and into next week. All right, for all of us that put this together each and every day, Tyler Hackenmiller is our engineer. Aaron Libby is doing our sales and marketing for the Business News Hour. The voice of insight on Business the News Hour is Hunter Pease. That's a female, by the way. James Goodlett is the person that put together the music that you're listening to right now from Jam Good Productions. You need some music for your podcast or for your business or for your entertainment utilization? Original stuff comes from our good friend James Goodlett at Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, would you please? Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.